Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Chris White Africa here on the Top Africa Broadcasting Network. Yeah, well, sorry laughing, I'm a little entertained here, but this clown car show that is the Republic of South Africa, led by the clowns in chief, the African National Congress, just comical news coming out of there today. Earlier today, I broke a story about the Secretary General of the ANC being suspended by the National Working Committee for the fact that he was indicted on a criminal offense related to his time as Premier of the Free State, a 251 million rand asbestos contract in which he's suspected of committing fraud, money laundering, and other things. So he was ordered to step aside by his own party within 30 days. He refused to do it and still remained in his position. Over the weekend, the National Working Committee met and they issued a letter making it effective 2 days ago that he is suspended on the 3rd of May from the party secretary general. And he's told the following. He's told that he may not carry out his duties and responsibilities for his office as secretary general. He may not represent the organization publicly or any other forum, may not make public pronouncements on matters related to the organization. He's going to get himself expelled. I'll tell you why. May not engage in the mobilization of ANC structures or any other organizations or individuals, including his stepping aside in matters related thereto. So Ace Magashule has already violated every one of these dictates that he was given. This is in terms of Rule 25.70, terms, conditions for the African National Congress and its constitution. This letter sent to Ace Magashule right there by the African National Congress. He's already violated all these things. In breaking news, sorry, defiant Ace Magashule suspends Ramaphosa as ANC president. You can't make this stuff up, folks. So Ace Magashule, who is not the acting Secretary General of the African National Congress, uses his role as the acting general or as the general Secretary General of the African National Congress to suspend the president of the republic from party membership. This is from Iowa Independent Online. Suspended ANC, this is less than half an hour ago, 20 minutes ago. Suspended ANC Secretary General Ace Magashule has hit back, announcing that he has suspended party president Cyril Ramaphosa and that he would appeal his fatally flawed suspension. A defiant Magashule, who was this week suspended for failing to step aside, described his suspension from party activities as fatally flawed, while questioning his deputy's authority to issue him such a letter. Of course, Jesse Duterte is the person who sent that letter to him. And you can see Jesse Duterte's signature right there on the letter at the bottom, folks. There you go, right there. Whoops, aside. May 3rd, Jesse Duterte, Deputy Secretary General of the African National Congress, suspending the Secretary General. Apparently, Ace thinks he's above the rules, above the law. He was served the letter today and struck back within just a couple of hours, suspending President Ramaphosa from the ruling party. He issued the statement in his capacity as the Secretary General through the ANC, through a Gmail account. And he said that his Deputy Secretary General Jesse Duterte has no authority to issue him a suspension letter. Well, who does, Ace? You're not above the rules. He also said he was using his powers as Secretary General to summarily suspend Ramaphosa in full compliance with the relevant conference resolutions. No, methinks not. I call on all members of the ANC to act with revolutionary dignity and respect and to uphold the ANC Constitution. None of us should bow to illegal and unconstitutional actions. In doing so, we must protect the unity of the ANC as leader of society. Well, here's a little newsflash for you, Ace Magashule. The ANC is not a protector of South Africa. It is a plague. It is a boil on the bum of South Africa. The constant theft, pilfering, racialization, denigration, and abuse of South Africans, white, black, and brown, by the African National Congress does not make them a protector. The ANC cares only about its cadre. And now the cadre, the claws are out. And as Penny says, well, now it's on like junior rodeo. And here we go, folks. Will we see the disintegration of the African National Congress? I don't think so. But we're likely to see some defections from the party. I suspect that given his actions, what recourse would the ANC have other than to expel him from the African National Congress? If they do that, he'll probably take about 5 to 8% of the party with him. And we'll see what happens. We will see what happens. Of course, they'll all make and kiss and make up after it's all over, after municipal elections. And they'll probably come together and form coalitions and let people come back. We'll see. But Ace Magashule, the former Secretary General of the African National Congress, in his role that he no longer holds, has suspended the President of the African National Congress, Cyril Ramaphosa, without giving any justification for why. Never mind the fact that he has no legal authority to do so. The clown car show, that is the African National Congress, continues to march along while South Africans suffer and die daily from its malgovernance and malfeasance. Well, folks, hang in there. If you're not a subscriber to Chris White Africa, or if you're just discovering this channel for the first time, why not become a subscriber? Smash that subscription button right down there. It costs absolutely nothing. We're currently not monetized on this channel after being singled out and abused for reporting the facts. Well, thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you here next time on Chris Why in Africa. It's Smacky Shuley Suspends Cyril Ramaphosa. What a clown car show, folks.